Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for this powerful reminder of the goodness, the grace, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit that is with us, that is for us. It's everything pertaining to life and godliness so that we can come out of this corruption, come out of the deception into the glorious liberty of the children of God. And this is what creation was made for, the glorious liberty. But we all know the fall came, but praise God, the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is available and with us for salvation for each and every one, so as to be a witness to the world out there, Lord, that your goodness is available, that we're able to partake of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
2 Corinthians 13, verse 14 reads, "By the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all."
Hallelujah. This is just so powerful. This is, sums up this amazing love. You know, the horror story is the deception, the lies, the devil that comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. But the love story, the goodness of God's story is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he that was rich, that had everything, humbled himself and became a man yet to show the way, the truth, and the life, and then die for our sins so that we can all come back to the family because we were predestined in him before the foundation of the earth. So when we come back, we come back to that amazing love that the Father had intended when he created this world for his children. And then when it was all beautifully made, perfect, he said, "Come, let us make man in our image and likeness." So we are the God class. We were never made to be little devils. And the reality, it's available now through the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says it so beautifully. The Holy Spirit will come and he will take what is mine and reveal it to you. And then he goes on so beautifully. He says, and when you take hold of that reality, that beauty, he says, he will come live with us and the Father will come live with us. We see that in John 14. So the reality is the goodness of God is here. And this goodness of God is this gospel of salvation, this gospel of the kingdom that reveals to us that everything is available. Come out of darkness into the marvelous light. I think of the beautiful scripture in 1 Corinthians 10 from verse 11, and it talks about the people that all missed the goodness of God because they took hold of demonic stuff, the things that displeased God, and then they all perished in the desert. He was speaking about the Exodus, the first Exodus, where God took the Israelites out of Egypt and his purpose was to take them into the promised land. But now the reality, the real Exodus, is us coming home in Jesus, accepting this wonderful goodness, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ ruling and reigning now to bring all of us into the light and crush darkness under our feet. And so this is a real one. And then he says, now all those things were written, the first Exodus, the shadow, the type, so that we can wake up and receive eternity, eternal life to those who have come to the end of the ages. So why must you accept this eternal life, this God quality of life, this what we shared this morning, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, so that you can escape that corruption, you can come out of the corruption, and you can stand and not fall because the goodness is available. And then it says so beautiful in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, because no temptation, the squeezings, the temptations that come to us is common to man. But as a new creation, you're not a common man. You have got the grace of our Lord Jesus. You've got the love of the Father, and you have got the fellowship of the Holy Spirit so that you can overcome as a new creation, because you are not tested beyond what you can handle. And then the goodness of God, the grace, the love, the fellowship is available for you to partake, to overcome to shine. Amen. So guys, be blessed, be encouraged, no matter what you face. There's people facing war, horrors of war, a demonic activity that has been brought in through Satan in the Ukraine, in Russia, in Palestine, in Israel, and in so many other places. Those of you that know about wars will know it's all over. But there's an answer for each and every one of us, and that's the gospel of salvation, where we are witnesses, we are testimonies, we give evidence of a God that saved us. And this is a gospel that needs to be preached, because then we know the end will come. We enter into the God quality of life, and we help others enter into the God quality of life, where we are too busy with the good to do the bad. So be blessed, arise and shine, for your light has come. The grace of our Lord Jesus, the goodness of the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit to bring you into your destiny, your purpose is available right now. Arise and shine. Wake up, take hold of it, and be the blessing that God made you to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.